As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, buddy. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, March the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of news anyway. Hard facts, workable solutions when we can find them. But if you can't remember when the last time you experienced a pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. All broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences, and thank you so very much for doing so. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at the becomevocallocal.com webpage. Precious metals and commodities rebound with Asian equities. Crude and U.S. dollar steady but lower. Cleanup and rescue continue in Japan's tsunami aftermath. All that in the news this morning. Nuclear power haters are stepping up their vitriol. Yeah, that's happening too. Libyan, Saudi Arabia unrest continues to fester. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Part 10 of the trust. Do they deserve our trust, our money, and our future? Well, we'll go into that as well in the second hour. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go in our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Found gold trading up $6.80, clawing its way back up out of the basement at $1,402.50, once again above the 1,400 mark. Silver, yeah, here we go. Silver up 40 cents at $34.64, up 40 cents at $34.64. Interesting. I just noticed I had an error on the chart here. Platinum up $19 at $1,720 an ounce. Palladium up $12 at $717 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, tightening things up after yesterday's tumult. $1,394.70 for a low. $1,406.60 for a high. But at $1,402.50, your gold is up year to year. $276.40 for a 24.5% return on your investment. A London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,398.50 and has been trading above that. The SPDR gold shares overnight paired off about 0.91 metric tons of their electronic treasure chest and valued at $1,403.33 an ounce. They had $54.6 billion in their treasure chest as of 9 a.m. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, March the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Getting our broadcast, our two-hour broadcast underway right now. Let's go back into our market report once again in review. For the benefit of all those that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break, gold this morning up $6.80 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time at $1,402.50 an ounce. Silver up 40 cents at $34.64. Platinum up 19 bucks at $1,720. And palladium up 12 at $7.17. We'll talk a lot about the gold and silver stuff there for a while this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again, narrowing up this band, huge down, decline yesterday. Everybody, I hope, that was interested in these markets went out and took advantage of it, as some of us did in the afternoon. Anyway, $1,394.70 for a low and $1,406.60 for a high. The spread this morning, very narrow compared to yesterday. We had, $50 spread going on for a while there. But at $1,402.50, your gold is up $276.40 an ounce for a 24.55% return on your investment. Lots of mixed feelings about where gold is going to go in the near term and in the far term. We could see some kind of a lower trending, lower type. I would say three or four of the pundits that I read say that it might go down in there and maybe even visit the 1280 mark for a while. I don't know if it'll go that low. Others are looking for the 1380, 1385 as being a technical floor, and then from that we'll spring up again. And if anything in the marketplace is indicative of that today, this upward tick, the opening bell, certainly shows that as a possibility. I'm leaning towards that myself. But again, the SPDR gold shares, that's the spider on the corner of the web, all right? That's the World Gold Council. This is Barclays Capital. This is State Street Global Advisors. You can call it anything you want, but call it Rothschilds, and you'll be right on the money. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they dropped 0.91 metric tons in the fresh frenzy yesterday, holding this morning. They claim 1,212.74 metric tons. They've been dropping gold, selling gold back into the market, I guess, or getting rid of their electronic positions for quite some time now. We're down about 40 tons of gold in the last couple of months. This morning it's valued at $54.6 billion. In either case, with 1,212 tons to play with at $55 billion, they're, you know, a deep pocket and a heavy hand in this marketplace. They could do colossal damage in a New York minute. In a nanosecond, it's exchange-traded, electronic. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, just a sea of red ink all across the board. The Nikkei, the Asian markets are coming back. This morning, everybody's in the green. Europe is still not out of the dark yet. The FTSE is still red, and the stocks is still red, and so on. But yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 138 points at 11,855. This is all this, you know, nuclear holocaust discussion that was floating around everywhere, but it looks like the Japanese are getting things under control a little bit today anyway. The NASDAQ closed down yesterday 33, off 33 at 2667, and the S&P 500 closed down 15 at 1282, so not nearly as dire or drastic as it could be. Look bad because it's full of red ink, but it's not as different as it could have been. The crude oil this morning up $1.55. You got to know the pilfering pandits are just going to be in there. That's the way they're going. All right, up $1.55. Why? Really has been no cessation of the flow of oil yet. And with Japan's refining capacity down and all those cars smashed up, you know, there's the demand isn't there for it, but they're jacking the price up, and especially diesel fuel. But it's up $1.55 at $98.73 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up a fuzzy bit, up 10 basis points, 0.10% at 76.45. We see a little bit of a comeback in the foreign exchange rates as a result, where the Canadian loonie now is again just above parity with the U.S. dollar, up 13 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at a buck and a penny. The Mexican peso, locked as it is, it's arc welded to the dollar, folks. 8 cents a pop, fill up your pockets with pesos. The euro off 21 basis points at $1.40. The British pound at $1.61 moves up 35 basis points in early trading. A Swiss franc up 15 at $1.09. U.S., the Swiss franc is just, you know, unshakable in this fluctuation here. The 2-year yields on the U.S. Treasuries, your bonded indebtedness, is at 0.58%, and of course, as the yields drop or decline in the bond market, the price of buying those bonds goes up, and if you're in the bond market, God help you. But anyway, 10-year yields this morning at 3.28, the 30-year at 4.44%. That all impacts the mortgage rates, where we find the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moving down from 4.27% a month ago to 3.99%. Now, you know, they were all right up there near 5% just a few weeks back. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.98% a month ago to 4.77%. So they're relaxing the interest rates, trying, I think, to encourage people to come back into the market and pick up some of these distressed houses, go in and get yourself a fixed-rate loan, right? Become a debtor? I wouldn't, but some people must. The prime rate is at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio this morning, take you 40.48 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. And a lot of people are thinking that silver is going to be, even now, perhaps a better place to protect your wealth than gold. Gold may have a greater decline than silver, simply just more so to the credit of silver's industrial applications. It's going to the market report off of Econoday's website this morning. A lot of stuff happening yesterday. Of course, the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, met. We'll talk about their report, not extensively, but it's all over the news. Nothing really came out that I thought was shocking, but we'll discuss it briefly here. The MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, purchase apps is out this morning. We'll talk about it. Housing starts, producer price index, current account deficits. We'll talk about all of that. And later this morning, the EIA petroleum status report will be out tomorrow. Start the day off with the consumer price index, the jobless claims, industrial production, leading indicator. So tomorrow's going to be a rather busy day. We'll have to see what happens. But I have a feeling that we're not going to find a tremendous amount of good news at all in these market reports this week and probably for weeks going forward. The Federal Open Market Committee meeting's announcement, I'm just going to give you some of the highlights off the Econoday website. They say here, once again, the Fed left its fund target rate in the range of 0 to 0.25% and retained the extended period language on retaining a low target rate. That means they're still intending to keep that interest rate down. The Fed is keeping QE2 on its schedule for completion by the end of June. This is that $600 billion injection, I believe. The Fed gave a marginal upgrade to the recovery, noting that it's on a firmer footing with the labor market improving gradually. These are quotes here. The FOMC sees the recent impact of higher oil prices on inflation as likely transitory, and I would agree with that, transitory, because we're still not seeing any real cessation of production, any diminution of production. There's no real increase in demand, so this is basically just the oil people getting us over the barrel and cleaning out our stovepipe once again.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait,
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, as our regular listeners understand and hopefully can appreciate, by going to these EconoDay website articles and giving us the information directly from here, we can sometimes just step over most of the regurgitorium, because largely these economic news articles that are put out are just simply based on this information. They're not based on the real deal. You know, they don't go over and talk to John Williams at ShadowStats.com and figure out what the real numbers are. They basically just take these EconoDay information and run with it, and then they go out and flesh their articles out with experts say right out of their Rolodex, et cetera. We cover that from time to time. So whether this is stimulating writing or whether it's just drop-dead boring like it is to me, just understand this is where the information comes from, and this is what we're given on a weekly basis, so I share it with you. The FOMC sees the recent impact of higher oil prices on inflation again as likely transitory. In other words, don't think it's going to last for a tremendously long period. They know that it's too damaging at a time when our economy is fragile to keep jacking up the cost of gas and diesel, but by God, they will when they can and where they can. Also, there was no specific mention of the recent events in Japan. Okay? So the Fed walks around in kind of a bubble, creating bubbles and popping them. That's what they like to do. I don't know how much time they spend in the bathroom, but they probably blow bubbles there too. But continuing, there's a lot going down and shaking in Japan. There's no question about that. But at the same time, when you have your fingers on the button for the printing press, you can just about print your way out of any trouble that you've got. There's going to be a lot of problems for the Japanese, but anything that happens in Japan may strengthen our marketplace. So let's just see how that develops. Regarding the economy, the FOMC made only incremental changes in its view, with relative strengths and weaknesses the same. Strengths remain in household spending, can you believe it? And in business investment in equipment and software. Non-residential structures are weak, and housing remains depressed. Well, there's more about inflation and other stuff like that. They don't really say too much. Consistent with its statutory mandate, the committee seeks to foster maximum employment and price stability. Well, that and a bottle of champagne, you could have a good night. Here's a little bit more. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. And once again, this is at the point, the intersection, where the realtor has already given you your free ride. They've bent you over the kitchen counter. You've signed up a purchase and sale agreement. Now you're in the loan office. You're trying to get a loan. That's what this is all about, the number of purchase applications. So the purchase index was unable to add a sharp jump in the prior week, slipping back a week to week 4.0% against the tough comparison. But the refinance index, due to a low borrowing rate, was able to extend its gain up 0.9%. These are the data for the March 11 week. Mortgage rates are more and more favorable as safe haven investment flows moves into the U.S. Treasuries. That's questionable. The average 30-year mortgage fell more than 20 basis points in the week to 4.79%. You see, so as we report every morning, this fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate mortgage, and track the 30-year as well, is going to impact what we find right here on the Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. The lower they can keep the interest rate, the more of these apps they'll have, the better the reports will be, and so on and so forth. Of course, much of this depends on housing starts. You know, we've got a lot. We have a glut of housing in the market. Most of it is just standing there idle and empty in the foreclosure bins. and the refinance bins, and they're just standing out there. And so because there's so much inventory on the market, the builders are just standing back. They know they're going to have to compete with giveaway prices, and that's not a good thing. Housing starts fell back in February after an unexpectedly strong showing in January. Now, unless they come in March and April and buy and start, you know, land and start buying and build and building materials and things like that and doing construction, you know, this is going to run through the whole month or all through the whole summer. Typically, it takes about 90 days to build a project, large, small, or intermediate, because you size your crews accordingly. But you're going to run out there with construction financing around in about 90 days to 120 days at the outside, maybe a year if you're doing something large like a school, high-rise buildings and things like that. That's a different story. But for housing, just about any three-man crew can put up a house in 90 days. All right? Anyway, let's go on. Housing starts again fell back in February. It was a partial reversal of the earliest spike in the multifamily component, but single-family starts weakened significantly. All right? Now, that's important. You think about a half a million houses out there not being built this spring, and that you multiply by three, that's 1.5 million people who are not swinging hammers, you know, and that. But then there's all of the subcontractors that work around that project. You might have three guys actually building the house, but you'll have a flow, a continuous flow of subcontractors as they come through and do the concrete work. Then they come back through and they do the plumbing after you've got your framing up, then your electrical, then your insulation, your vapor barrier and weather stripping, all that sort of stuff. Then you've got your drywall, your painting, your finish, your trim, then all the carpets, the flooring, all of that, your exterior. If they paint, they paint. If they don't paint, you know, they put up the plastic trim. You've got your roofers in there. And those are people typically that are hired by the contractor as subs, subcontractors. And so all of those people are impacted. That translates over to fewer vacations, fewer miles driven, less gasoline and diesel purchased at the filling station in town. You're quiet over at your lumber yard. You're quiet at your building supply centers. You're quiet at the plumbing supply houses and so on. Continuing, January starts were revised up to a 0.618 million, just a little over half a million, 500,000 units, annualized pace from the initial estimate of 0.596 million. So they had a little bit of an uptick. By region, declines in starts in February were broad-based, so it goes across the whole country. The Midwest was down 48.6%. The Northeast is down 37.5%, the West is down 28%, and the South is down 1.4%. So there's still action happening in the South, maybe building, well, who knows what they're doing in the South, but they're doing fairly well still. Housing permits declined 8.2% in February. Now, you cannot do a construction project without that building permit, and the building permit precedes your construction. You're breaking ground by whatever, you know, bunch of bureaucracy and red tape that your local area puts in your way, all right? Some places on this planet, you can go in and get a building to permit in about as much time as it takes to drink a cup of coffee and eat a couple of Krispy Kremes. Other places, it takes months, all right? Depends on where you're at. If you're out in the green, mean Washington State, it could take months, you know, to get all those greeny weenies to sign off on your housing project. Anyway, several factors likely affected the latest starts numbers, which is extremely low. First, January's jump was above trend, and some reversal should be expected. Second, winter months are notoriously volatile, and starts may have been hampered by severe weather. Finally, housing demand is still soft, and you can underline this one, and inventories of single-family houses are still high. The bottom line is that housing is still anemic, but may not be as bad as suggested by today's numbers. So, unexpectedly, it's just as bad as they thought and maybe worse. Producer Price Index, the PPI is the way you hear about it, producer price inflation, remains red hot at the headline level with the core eased from January spike. Energy and food, of course, have jacked up to the headline number. The overall PPI inflation rate for February posted a strong 1.6% increase. the things aren't looking good in there. By components, food prices surged 3.9% after a 0.3% rise in January. Energy component remained under strong upward pressure, gaining 3.3% as well. So that's that. We'll be right back.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And you're certainly welcome to call in throughout the news break here, folks. If you'd like, if there's something on your mind, if there's an article I've missed or one that you think that you'd like to add to the mix, go ahead and call in. It's 866-841-1065. And let's go up to Montana and visit with our friend Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Will. How you doing? Hey, while everybody's worried about the radiation and, you got to worry about that stuff, but still, the feds are acting like Nazi terrorists in Montana. Monday, they raided 10 legal businesses like terrorists with masks on their face, machine guns, made the people lay on the ground, handcuffed them. Innocent people that were operating a business that the people of Montana voted upon and that the governor was allowing to operate. It's a disgrace. It's all the liberty hypocrite son of a guns that ain't saying one word is getting me in a rage.
What kind of a business were these, Dave?
Medical marijuana. Nobody, but they see right then and there, oh, yeah, right. That's the spearhead of liberty, folks. If we allow them to do this to the 10th Amendment right in our face and say nothing, that gives them the go-ahead to do it to anything else. What are you going to do when the gun right things come up, right? Are you going to want everybody to be on your side with the gun rights? We got a coalition over here, man. We got to collate together. We got to stand together. When we see one person's liberty being taken away, we got to stand up. Even if you might not appreciate that guy's liberty that he's doing, but it's not hurting nobody or anything. And it's crazy what's going on right in front of our face, and nobody's saying a dang word. It's been 3 days. I haven't heard a word of it on the national news. Haven't heard a word. Nobody's saying nothing about it.
Well, when did this occur again? So I can browse it.
Monday.
Up? On Monday, huh?
Monday. Yeah, I could put it right on to the.
Yeah, drop a link into the chat room. We'll take a look at that. If you have an article, I'll read it. Yeah, there's, you know, the medical marijuana, you know, this is, again, one of those deals where you've got a relatively small scope of people that are involved. And so and then it's a hated thing. And so as a result of that, you know, this is just not the kind of an issue that gets wide coverage. And then, you know, push it up into Montana, for goodness sakes, and you can just about let it blow away with a tumbleweed. So, you know, this is the negative side of the controlled media. There's no doubt about it. But when you say that it's it is legal in Montana to grow marijuana just like California for your own use, is that it, or for medical use?
Yeah, 62% of the people. 62% of the people voted upon it. And
well, what were they doing?
They want, the feds want in on the money, man. Everybody, the state got mad that they weren't making enough money. The whole medical marijuana is a road leading to more corruption and more control. I'm totally against the medical marijuana movement myself, but I say that it was voted in, they should be allowed. But I'm totally against it because it's a road to more control. They're charging almost street prices for the same stuff. The whole medical marijuana was a reason for the people to get access to cheap medication. Now they're charging street prices, almost just under street prices, and they're acting like there's some special breed of people. They only brought this upon themselves for being so greedy. But we the people should be standing up, because the 10th Amendment is being chewed up and spit right in our face, and they want to stand up for all the rest of them, but we got to stand together on this. Or it's going to be taken right away, man. And they're,
what was it, Dave?
Sharing everybody with money.
What was it, Dave, those that were arrested, what was it that they did that brought the arrest down on them, if it is legal in the state to do so?
Nothing. They just, there's some kind of initiative trying to get started to reevaluate the law that they passed 6 years ago.
Okay.
So it didn't even get to legislate. It didn't even get to the legislation portion of the deal yet, and the feds come jumping in because I think they got the go ahead from the state government.
Well, you know,
they're picking and choosing, man. We can't pick and choose.
That's right. Well, this comes under legal positivism big time, but they're under competition now from Big Pharma. Big Pharma wants to be able to control their version of marijuana.
You're seeing how much money is being made. It's disgusting.
They're seeing how much of a demand there is out there. You know, if people can grow and have a thriving business in medical marijuana, let's say growing your own and curing it and putting it on the street, if then there's significant demand, or if there's enough demand to warrant it, you know, then the farm is going to want to be in on it. But it's kind of in the same venue as looking at raw milk and dairy products made from raw milk. You know, that they can't allow that to happen either. Why? Well, because this is the way someone can support themselves basically outside of the system. And they can't tolerate that. Everybody's got to be inside of their energy grid technocracy, or, you know, then they just don't get the kind of control that they need to have for a global system. But
what it gets me
Go ahead.
What gets me, they walk in with machine guns, with masks on their face, with these, with like if they were raiding a meth place, they had these biological stuff on. They're crazy. They're spending so much dang money for a plant that never hurt no one, that never killed no one, that never did nothing bad to no one. It, matter of fact, it will feed you, clothe you, and house you. It will give satisfaction to most of the woes of this world right now. It feeds you the most nutritious food known to mankind, one from one plant. This is just disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
Going on.
It really is.
And they make these, they treat the people like they were criminals.
Well, this is something, you know, that we're going to have to endure or do something about at our local level.
We have to stand up to the feds acting like terrorists.
And it's not just the feds. I mean, it's this multi-jurisdictional, you know, all-hazard task forces and the multi-jurisdictional police forces. When you look at the, you know, they have the entry team, for instance, with the state patrol. Okay, they come and they breach the house. They breach the place. And then they've got all the rest of these guys come along with it. But you know, Dave, every single one of them gets a cut of the action. Let's say that you've got an action going down like right now or like on Monday in Montana. You'll have the county. You'll have the city jurisdictions. You'll have the state patrol. You'll have the feds. You'll have the DEA, all of these involved. And every one of them gets a piece of all the property and all the money that is confiscated. All the guns get sold. The dope gets burned up or redistributed. The property gets split up amongst them all. They get a piece of that. And so they're there for it. They want it. They're revenuing.
Yeah, I bet you they ripped half of it off, man. That's why they're wearing the mask. They don't want to know who were the thieves. That's why.
That's exactly right.
They're all in on it. They're in cahoots. The criminals running our government, and we're allowing it. And then we get mad that because we're getting ripped off or whatever.
I know.
How we allow this to go on.
I know. I mean, these are things that are facing us all, you know. And the only silver lining in this otherwise dark cloud, Dave, is that as more people's oxes individually get gored, more people become awake. And so right now we've got all the teachers, let's say, up in Wisconsin and all around America flooding in. You know, the teacher's ox has finally gotten gored. And before that, it was somebody else's ox that was gored. And before that, it was the ranchers. And then it was somebody else. And then it was the cattlemen and then the dairymen. And now you've got the medical marijuana people getting their ox gored. But as more and people have their ox gored, they come into the fray. And that's good for us.
It was totally un-American what they did up here, putting masks on their face, pointing machine guns at unarmed people, and making them lay down on the ground like if there was bombs in there or something. It shows that they're cowards. And all the sheriffs up here, they always say, oh, if the feds come into our county, we're going to stand up to them. All of them punked right out like little sheepdogs.
How far? Of course, you know, I get all this mail and books.
These hypocrite liberty people. We have a direct avenue to confront these people that are attacking the Bill of Rights and they're scared crapless. When I 6 years ago, when I was collecting the signatures for the initiative to pass the medical marijuana, I must have asked 1,000 people, and I knew that these people smoked marijuana. I knew that how they felt about it, and they said, "Dave, I can't put my name on that paper.
Yeah.
I just bought a house. I just had a kid. Oh, Dave, what, you're crazy. They're gonna get you. We're living in a country of freaking cowards, man. We have the opportunity to stand it up and stand on the rock of liberty and the vote. They want me to go vote after I voted and got out on the street for the initiative and everything, and they're going to do this? Treat me like a damn, like if I was a Jew in Nazi land and put a thing on my arm and make me carry a card around and everything? Now you people are crazy. Not you,
I love
that's what I say.
I love you, buddy. I love you. Thanks for the call. Good stuff.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendo-Vite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendo-Vite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendo-Vite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Hey, I just gotta love Dave's passion, man. I'm telling you, I share his sentiment completely here. Absolutely. But this off the BostonHerald.com. All right, here's the article. Feds raid Montana medical marijuana businesses, and by the Associated Press, March the 14th, Monday, added 2 days ago. Helena, Montana. Federal agents with guns drawn raided at least 10 medical marijuana operations across Montana on Monday, the same day that a bill to repeal the state's medical marijuana law stalled in the legislature. So it didn't get passed. All right, this bill that was scheduled here was stalled. They were going to repeal the law. It was stalled in the legislature. Even if it had been passed in the legislature, it would still have to go through the governor's process, the Senate process, to become a law if they repealed it. So these agents, I think, were completely out of any reasonable jurisdiction. Anyway, here's the rest of it. Agents near Helena burst into Montana Cannabis Greenhouse, where the company grows more than 1,600 plants for its four stores across the state. And this isn't like, you know, Grolux lights in the back bedroom, folks. The greenhouse runs about half the length of a football field, is packed with marijuana plants that can be seen from U.S. Highway 12. Open, you know, obvious, in business. About 15 workers were inside the warehouse during the morning raid. Montana cannabis employee Brett Thompson, 30 years old, said he stepped outside to smoke a smoke and saw agents running up the driveway. Quote, they came in, guns drawn, got us down on the ground and in cuffs, and as fast as they could, Thompson said.
Wow.
Federal agents detained Thompson and his co-workers in handcuffs outside the greenhouse, where sheriff's deputies and Helena police officers stood guard inside. Agents in DEA jackets, wearing respirator masks, we're going to get a hoof of that stuff, and blue gloves, yanked waist-high plants, this is destruction now, all right, and hauled them out of sight wrapped in blue tarps. All right? That's like coming into the Lazy Boy plant up here in Neosho, all right? Absolutely legal to do it. They got a plant up there. They make the Lazy Boy recliners. And having federal agents come in with ski masks on and guns drawn, handcuff all of the manufacturers, and then start stealing all the Lazy Boys and putting them into waiting trucks out in the parking lot, right? And whisking them out of sight. What's with this? It was not immediately clear why the raids took place. Right? This is destruction of these people's inventory. This is a lawsuit. Real sweet one, too. This looks like an opportunity to own a portion of the Fed. A spokeswoman in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Montana said the federal agents executed search warrants that are under seal. I guess they weren't under walruses. She declined to comment further. Agencies involved, now this is this multi-jurisdictional task force stuff I was talking about. Agencies involved included the DEA, the FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. No commerce agents here. What's going down? Medical marijuana has become a hotly debated issue. Who gives a crap? It's legal, right? And the legislators have been debating whether to eliminate the law. The industry has exploded in the last year and reached the point where one out of every 19 households in Montana now has a medical marijuana card. Rather popular, huh? One out of every 19 households in Montana now has a medical marijuana card. Montana Cannabis co-owner Christopher Williams told the Associated Press that raids were taking place at his business four locations. An advocacy group, the Americans for Safe Access, said at least 10 businesses were raided in six cities across the state. The DEA and the U.S. Attorney's Office would not confirm how many businesses were raided. Thompson said they questioned each worker individually, then released them except for one worker who had an outstanding warrant. So what? They could have found him, you know, at a traffic stop. The search warrant allows the agents to take the company's computers, data storage, products, and plants, Williams said, but he wasn't sure why the raids were taking place. Notice there wasn't any IRS official here. This was Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, and Bureau of Alcohol. This is scare tactics here. William said, but he wasn't sure why the raids were taking place. His personal and business bank accounts were also frozen, he said. A warrant obtained by Americans for Safe Access and signed by U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch of Missoula listed 13 items to be seized, including marijuana and hashish, drug paraphernalia, computers, and other electronic storage devices. Now, I wonder whether hashish could be considered medical marijuana, or are these guys just running this Hummer as a cover for their own streeting of pot? Hmm? Drug paraphernalia? What's drug paraphernalia? Cell phones, firearms, transportation and customer records, transaction records, cash, jewelry, and vehicle titles. Wow. The warrant, which was for Big Sky Patient Care of Bozeman, did not say why the items were to be seized. The warrant, which was for the Big Sky Patient Care of Bozeman. Somebody needs to contact this Big Sky Patient Care. Maybe I'll do that after the broadcast. It's a strictly political move to stop us from providing medicine to sick people, Williams said, standing outside the fence at Montana Cannabis. Well, good article, Dave. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Wow. Hate that kind of crap myself. Really do. Legal. In the state. I wonder what the technicality was. Somebody here probably thinks they're just drug dealers or something. And they might be. I don't know. Take a little bit more research into that. Very interesting. But yeah, being quiet about it, silent about it. If one out of every 19 households in Montana has a medical marijuana card, maybe it's time to fire up the International Harvester tractors get on board with the school teachers and do a little bit of protest into Montana. Japanese, back to Bloomberg here. Good article, Dave. Japanese flee disaster zone as government battles impact. All right. Stuart Biggs and Aaron Shedlick, or Shellick, writing this for Bloomberg. Hundreds of cars stream south of Japanese areas devastated by last week's earthquake and tsunami. Now, I'm going to stop right there. With all of the talk that's been on the talk, we're talking about, you know, nuclear reactor this and nuclear reactor that and nuclear reactor this and nuclear reactor that, but we're not talking about the people. I don't know if, how many of you went up and looked on the YouTube, the videos. I'm telling you, these people's homes have just been absolutely decimated. People's lives have been just, you know, turned inside out, upside down, and there's lots and lots of dead people, more so than was reported earlier in the week. So I think that the stories are kind of focusing in the wrong place, and I know why they're focusing there. We'll get into that when we talk about the nuclear hysteria that's going on right now. But again, we're talking about people leaving the area, the displaced. You know, look at the homes. Unbelievable as that those waves came in. They're just wiping these houses out. Just, you know, unbelievable. But who knows how big the area is? We haven't really seen those kind of maps, you know. You go up and look at maps, and they'll show you, oh, yeah, well, you know, you've got nuclear fallout clouds that are just, you know, completely hypothetical here, there, and everywhere. But no, they don't seem to show very much really on-the-ground information about which areas on the coast of Japan were nailed by these tsunamis. What is the extent of it, north and south? How far inland did it go? How much property damage are we talking about? What kind of infrastructure damage? And then, stepping beyond that, how about just other damage caused by those earthquakes? You know, these are not things that are being discussed. Why? Well, largely, in my opinion, is because we're talking about a major, major, major financial impact here on this economy. And as the third largest, it could have repercussions for some time. But as we mentioned yesterday, from creative destruction, rebuilding, you can make hay with the advancement of Agenda 21, ICLEI, sustainable development, smart growth. You can do a lot with that. You can do a lot with the all-hazard mitigation planning system. You can do a lot with the elimination or the reduction of repetitive loss claims from the insurance companies, moving the people back up, out, and away from the coastlines, perhaps forever. You'd have to have a card to come down to visit the piers and wharfs and stuff like that. Charge people a buck and a half to see the ocean, dip your feet in the water. But again, this article doesn't really talk about the people damage nearly as much as it talks about nuclear trouble. But in the city of Sendai, this is one of the first times I've seen, this is the first time I've seen the town's name now. Yesterday we were going on about Fukushima and Daiichi nuclear power station, but now we're getting some names of towns we can look up. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can jump into our chat room if you like at becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. You can also interact with the broadcast over the phone at 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found on the homepage of the website, becomevocallocal.com. And way back to this article again, the first hour, just a little bit of economic news, and a good call from our friend in Montana, Dave, letting us know about this bus on a, looks like a perfectly legitimate cannabis growing facility for medical marijuana users, where one in Montana, one in 19 people have a medical marijuana card. Obviously, the demand is there, the business is there, the business model seems to be right, and the Fed didn't like it. But we're going to find out more about that, I guess, if Dave will stay on top of it and give us some updates, and we'll take a look for it in the news as well. But again, back to this article about Japan. Japanese flee disaster zone as government battles the impact. This is in the City of Sendai. This article by Stuart Biggs and Aaron Sheldrick, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, Bloomberg.com, in the City of Sendai, or Sendai, S-E-N-D-A-I, Sendai, near the epicenter. Okay, close to the center now. You can find that on your atlases. Near the epicenter of the March 11th, they say Tembler. I hate that word already. It's basically Spanish. All right. Why? What are we using that for? That's ridiculous. If they use Tembler, which they did, in association with Haiti and Chile, why don't we use the Japanese word for earthquake here? I'm sure they've got plenty of words they have for earthquake. I mean, that whole country has just been racked by earthquakes for centuries, maybe eons. Anyway, continuing, it was the strongest on record, right? Strongest on record. Hundreds of cars were wrapped four high around the airport's perimeter fence. Hundreds. The top floor of a two-story house that was dragged from its foundation at the 7-meter, 23-foot tsunami retreated could be seen in the wreckage studded with uprooted trees. In Fukushima City, capital of the prefecture, where Tokyo Electric Power Company workers are battling to contain fire. See, they're never telling you that Fukushima City is inland by about 45, 50 miles and might be as high in elevation as 5,000 feet, mile up. Certainly wouldn't be impacted by any tsunamis, but this Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station was clearly on the coast. Well, that would work out all right. In Fukushima City, capital of the prefecture, that's like a county, where Tokyo Electric Power Company, that's TEPCO, T-E-P-C-O, you'll hear that over and over again in various articles going forward, TEPCO, that's the Tokyo Electric Power Company, workers are battling to contain fires and radiation leaks at nuclear reactors. About 200 people lined up at the co-op supermarket to buy provisions, co-op supermarket. The queue at a local gasoline station stretched for more than a kilometer where there was no running water and portable toilets were overflowing. Then people still think this is a dream and that they're going to pinch themselves and it won't have happened, said Kijai Kakagawa. Kekogawa. Kekogawa, 34. It's probably fairly close. A social worker from Kyoto, central Japan, who arrived in the area coastal town that bore the brunt of the tsunami. Quote, a few days ago they were asleep in their homes. Now everything has changed. Kind of reminiscent of September the 11th, the day the world changed, right? Driving south. For the past 2 days, the lanes headed south out of Fukushima have been clogged with cars. All right, again, got to question this. Fukushima, why do they keep repeating that name over and over and over?
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just a little bit more on Dave's thread that he brought up. You know, he's absolutely right. You know, whether you personally have, you know, favor or disfavor, whether you would use or not use, you know, and seek out or not seek out, you know, marijuana, whether it's medical use or, you know, just to relax in your spare time. You know, we're talking about a business. We're talking about business that's actually, you know, 30-some people were employed there. Those people all take their wages, you know, and they spend them in town. That's haircuts, that's shaves, It's gasoline and diesel at the local store. It's groceries. It's rent. It's property taxes. It's school taxes. You know, it's all of those things rolled out. And you got four different stores. Those are rents. Those are taxes being paid. Those are utility bills getting covered. Those are people that are employed out in stores. It's a place that people will go in the community to shop at a location. You know, so this is how we built this country, and we can't go around stepping on businesses and stepping on entrepreneurs, especially in a new marketplace like that for Montana, and expect to have any recovery. This is inexcusable to me. Over in Europe, of course, the FTSE 100. I'm showing that up about 16 points this morning so far. Down 16. The stocks 50 is off about 132, it looks like. Let's see if we can pull up this one. In the U.S., the Dow Jones continues to decline, off about 171 points. The S&P is off 11, and the NASDAQ is down 25, virtually 26. We ain't out of the woodwork yet here this morning. But let's continue along a little bit further now and look at this article back over to Japan. A few days ago, they were asleep in their homes. Now everything's changed. For the past 2 days, the lanes headed south, been clogged with cars. Last night, an unbroken line of vehicles, about 40 kilometers long, was crawling towards Tokyo. People leaving the area, baby. In the capital, supermarkets reported panic buying of household goods and fears. Now, how many of you saw those photographs yesterday? They were out in Bloomberg and elsewhere. There was one photograph in print primarily that got a lot of attention. But it showed a store aisle with all the shelves empty. But if you peer down at the end of the aisle, you'll see that there was a full display and a cashier at the other end. All right? All these store shelves empty. Remember the other one? While the earthquake was actually having some of the live YouTube video that was out, where the sales girls were in there holding up the store shelves that were filled with wine bottles as wine bottles were tipping off and hitting the deck. Well, Dorothy, that looked to me like a staged photograph. You notice how clean the floor was? You need to notice how clean all the shelves were. Yeah, the shelves were cleaned up, all right. And the floor was washed. Was this the same store? Was that the same wine aisle that was cleaned up after the earthquake and ready to be restocked again? Are you just getting zoomed? You can't trust this media, folks. Anyway, if they had shown multiple stores, maybe shown a wider angle, shown multiple stores with the strips, you know, the shelves just stripped, there might be a little credibility in that. But of course, they're going to find a lot of stores with empty shelves after such a devastating earthquake as that. It's going to take a long time to clean those grocery stores out and get it all together again. You notice how in Japan, all the workers in the store are wearing their little face masks and things like that. The Japanese have been wearing face masks ever since the 40s, by the way. I've got photographs that my father took back during the occupied Japan where everybody wore a mask over their face. I mean, it's just polite. Why share your germs, huh? Anyway, driving south, that goes on. Right after the quake, we got a lot of cancellations, said Michiko Fujikawa, the spokeswoman for the Swiss Hotel Nankai Hotel in Osaka. Now we don't have enough rooms. The hotel accommodated 120 employees of a financial company based in Europe. She said, declining to identify it. Well, the Swiss Hotel ought to tell you which financial company we're talking about. Companies including Alcatel, Lucent, SA, ICAP, etc., said they're moving their employees to safer locations. Goes on. U.S. stays. Unlike the French and Germany embassies, the U.S. hasn't recommended its citizens leave Japan. Asked about this, Roos said each country must make their own decisions, and the U.S. will do so based on the safety and health of Americans, so on and so forth. But they're still not getting right down to the basics. They're not getting down to the bare bones. We're not talking about the devastation of the housing and what is going to be done over there. Of course, we did hear about the Japanese government kicking $181 billion into the marketplace, and we did talk to or read an article in regards to the contractors that are stepping up to the plate. You're going to make a big money on a job. Go to Japan, build houses, probably good for another 12 months at least. Japan nuclear crisis deepens on suspected reactor breach. Now, I don't know how many of you went up again. I did more YouTubing yesterday than I think I've done ever. But these explosions that we've seen seemed to be the same explosion shown from several different angles and then repeated over and over again with different captions. There is one building of these reactors that's had the top blown right off of it, you can see. But all that blew off of that building was the concrete shell. The steel frame and the roof went away. The steel frame is still intact, including the roof, but the walls and the roofing went away. And that may be, you know, a design feature, that if pressure inside the building gets to a certain level, because it was a straight line, that along a certain seam line, the upper panels, concrete panels, like a tilt-up panel, they would blow off with the roof, all right, to reduce the steam to minimize the damage. And that may very well have been what everybody was freaked out about and looking at. Pressure in the containment chamber of Daiichi's number 2 reactor fell substantially, blah, blah, blah. About 70% of the fuel rods of the plant's number 1 reactor and a third of the number 2's reactors may have been damaged. Temperature of the spent fuel rod cooling pools were rising, TEPCO said. Again, TEPCO, this is the Tokyo Electric Power Company. Clouds of steam rose from the reactor buildings following a fire at the number 4 reactor this morning. Radiation levels at the number 4 reactor hampered efforts to confirm, blah, blah, blah. So it just continues and it continues. Let's go on to the next one, talk about Wally World here. Walmart gender bias case may mean rough justice for companies. Rough justice. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Greg Storr writing this for Bloomberg. More than 100 Walmart stores, Inc.'s workers paint a similar picture and sworn complaints about the company. Local managers made sexist decisions about promotions and pay, and top officials did nothing to stop them. Wow. This is going to be a huge issue. I can see it coming. U.S. Supreme Court is poised to consider whether those allegations warrant a class action suit of unprecedented size. Never been precedented. Maybe isn't precedented today, but they'll bring it anyway. Potentially on behalf of more than 1 million female Walmart workers. Maybe they're swinging their purses again. Reminds me of the 50s and the 60s. At issue is whether the claims point to a company-wide practice of alleged discrimination or instead amount to isolated anecdotes at a company with almost 1.4 million employees. Okay, it goes 6 when, half a dozen of the other. I don't know about you, my friends, but every Walmart store I've ever been into, you try and find a male employee. You need a map and a compass. The case set for argument March the 29th marks the court's first look in 12 years at the standards for certifying a class action. Worker advocates say a victory for Walmart would crush the crush efforts to force change at companies steeped in bias, while corporate groups say a ruling allowing the suit might unleash a wave of employment, antitrust, and product liability suits. There's your antitrust again. Trust.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, so let's move along out of the Walmart story and jump over here and look at the Arabs springing into uprising, losing momentum, however, as the status quo fights back. All right, this is a lesson in public revolution, I guess. Rebellion. Henry Meyer writing this for Bloomberg. Bombs and tear gas are threatening to smother the quote-unquote Arab Spring that toppled the leaders of Egypt and Tunisia. Now they've got it. I mean, now we've got it, the Arab Spring. I thought we were going to have a day of rage. Now we're having an Arab Spring. Already fighting two wars in the Muslim countries. The reluctance of the U.S. and Europe to engage in a third enabled Muammar Gaddafi to turn the tide against the Libyan rebels. In Bahrain, security forces today used tear gas to drive protesters from their main rallying point in the capital, Manama. Anybody ever looked into Bahrain? Rather interesting articles in my encyclopedias about Bahrain. It used to be a pearl capital of the planet. Had the best pearls going. And then they sold out to black oil, black gold. Anyway, security forces today used tear gas to drive protesters from their main rallying point in the capital 2 days after Saudi Arabia sent troops to bolster the ruling family. Quote, when the guns are all on one side and being used, that side has a distinct advantage. Close quote. He said, as he oils his Mossberg 500. Going to go up against something different in this country, Bubba. Might be able to get the camel jockeys and the tippy-tappy boys, you know, in the corner on that story. But around here, things are a little bit different. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a deer rifle. What we're seeing now is the first really hard pushback from the status quo forces since this year's unrest in the Middle East began. The crackdown are tempering optimism about a quote-unquote Arab Spring spreading through a region that holds more than 60% of the world's known oil reserves. Of course, we haven't really tapped our own reserves in Alaska and Canada yet, and then there's Mexico. Imagine we could probably get real protectionists here and just, you know, flip them the old, the big bird. That's an eagle, by the way. Flip the old big bird to the Sauds and tell them to buzz off. Anywho, we're not going to do that. While protests have toppled the regimes of Tunisia's Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and Egypt's Hosni Mubarak in the past 2 months, the West's reluctance to take action is emboldening other authoritarian regimes to resist the push for more democracy. Key phrases being dropped in these articles, authoritarian regimes. You know, that's what they said about Adolf and company. authoritarian. Oil prices surged to a 2.5-year high on March the 7th as protests sweeping the Arab world turned bloody. Refusing to give in to popular momentum that toppled Mubarak and Ben Ali, Gaddafi instead turned his guns on his own people. Just 10 days after his capital was surrounded by opposition forces, his troops are now 100 miles from Benghazi, and more than 400 people have been killed in the eastern part of the country. I wonder what Barry the Usurper would do if the tables were turned and we surrounded the capital in the District of Criminals. I wonder whether or not Barry the Usurper would turn his troops on the people, or whether he would just come out with his hands up. If we had used military force last week to neutralize numbers of airstrips and a few dozen of their planes, perhaps the opposition's reversal of fortune wouldn't have happened, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé said yesterday. That's right. If only, coulda, woulda, and shoulda. Well, let's jump over to Bahrain briefly. Bahrain uses tear gas to break up protesters after GCC support. Glenn Kerry and Carolyn Alexander writing for Bloomberg. Bahrain's security forces use tear gas to drive protesters from their rallying point at the central. That's kind of near the Pearl Roundabout. Pearl Roundabout. See, I told you. It's all about pearls there. In Manama. Not Panama. Manama. A little different there. Got the man out of the pan. And state television said two policemen were killed. The mostly Shiite Muslim demonstrators fled into nearby. So we got a real problem. The Sunnis are in power, the Shiites are pissed. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to stay, too. Gunfire was heard in the capital, and the national broadcaster said the policemen were killed when they were hit by a vehicle during the operation. Riot police put out fires with water cannons. At least that's the story they're telling everybody, and fanned out into the city streets after the roundabout was emptied. The stock market was suspended trading. Wow, interesting phrasing there. Bahrain yesterday declared a 3-month state of emergency. You always got to drop back into that state of emergency thing. Always drop back into the state of emergency. That means that you can do anything you want, baby. The rules are off. This is a very tricky, delicate moment, and I wouldn't be surprised if things get a lot worse, said David Ottaway, senior scholar at Washington-based Woodrow Wilson Center, making the world safe for democracy. You know what I said about these articles? They go out, they get their experts say. They choose them very carefully, of course. David Ottaway is probably on a list of due calls. Due call. Due call David when you need to have a word about democracy from the Woodrow Wilson Center. He's an expert that you can rely on what he says. In a telephone interview yesterday, quote, one key thing is whether these foreign troops get involved directly in crowd control and whether we see the foreign troops using force. Coming to Chicagoland, maybe a town near you, foreign troops using force. Protesters killed. There was no initial reports of GCC soldiers acting against the protesters. Bahraini police opened fire on demonstrators in the village of Sitra yesterday, the Bahrain Youth Society for Human Rights. Wow. I probably wouldn't mind going and having a cup of coffee with these people. The Bahrain Youth Society for Human Rights said at least 2 people were killed, 250 people were injured during the clashes. Ali Al-Akra, it's like Ali Ali Oxen, all in free, a doctor in the emergency room of the Salmania, probably want to stay out of that joint, medical complex, said in an interview, the yield on the kingdom's 5.5% bond, well, we don't need to get into that. Let's go to the next one. General Electric's in the news. We've got all of the vitriol coming against the nuclear industry. GE's $1 billion nuclear unit at risk as nations mull their atomic future. This article written by Rachel Lane, Lois Lane's sister. For Bloomberg, General Electric Company's goal of broadening its $1 billion nuclear service and parts business, need a lot of parts, with sales of new reactors risk stalling as world leaders reconsider the future of atomic energy. My God. My goodness. Come on, folks. This was a tsunami. All right. The generators failed. The nuclear facility was sitting there perking along just fine, cranking out the electricity. If there's any problem at all, it's a siting problem. It's an engineering problem. It's not a nuclear problem. But we'll go to hysteria. That's what we like to do on the planet. Governments from Germany which halted 25% of its nuclear-generated electricity to India, with $175 billion in planned spending by 2030, are reassessing the technology after Japan's March 11th earthquake and tsunami crippled the power plant and raised the threat of a meltdown. Well, we'll find out whether there's a meltdown. I'm going to refrain from conjecture. Wait till we read the news. Political doubts after the Japan disaster may signal dwindling appetite for new plants. That's a problem, folks. That's a problem. As the technocracy moves forward with their smart meters and their Don Quixote windmills. You know, can you imagine if they had depended upon, you know, offshore electrical generation, and all of a sudden, my God, here comes a 30-foot tsunami. 30 meters, 90 feet. Big wave. Hello, big wave. Right into that line of windmills. Don Quixote's go toppling like dominoes. Well, we'll be back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back again and taking a look at this article. We're going to give it up here pretty quick for the news basket. I do have a couple of other articles that could have gotten into, but we'll just let them go. But I want to finish this one out just a little bit further. We want to look at what we want to look at, just like the whole industry the details of what's happening here, GE Power and Water CEO Steve Bolt said yesterday in an interview, quote, there's going to be a lot of discussion, and we're part of that process. Of course, you know, we heard about, Merkel shutting down some of the power plants over in Germany and stuff like that. Everybody's going to start, you know, getting so afraid and all that. But again, I mean, for months, people, months, if not years, right here, I've become Vocal Local every morning, 2 hours a day. I've been sharing with you articles and articles and articles about the carbon credit process and all of this various and sundry, you know, pipe dream information about these alternative energy systems. And they're nowhere producing more than just a fraction of the amount of power that's necessary. Now, you're either going to go and stay with coal-fired power, electrical generation plants, or you're going to go to natural gas-fired electrical generation plants, or you're going to go to nuclear power plants. One of the three. When you start looking at something like the city of Seattle, Los Angeles, Portland, Dallas, Fort Worth area, Austin, Texas, you know. Honey, you're not going to do that with windmills. All right? Sorry. Hate to burst your bubble. How are you going to run a steel factory on a windmill? It's not going to happen. On a bank of solar panels, you're going to have to get more serious than that. You need 24/7, 365. If we had 24/7, 365 electrical generation and backup capability at this power plant over there in Fukushima, Sendai actually seems to be more proper. Sendai, Fukushima is inland a long ways. This is just a company name or something. But if they'd had reliable power, if the engineers had done their job and sited the electrical backup generation, they would have been able to take care of everything that needed to happen, shut that thing down quickly, but they didn't do that. They didn't do that. You know, they have coil springs under some of the big generators, you know, that I've designed, installed in buildings. Big coil springs underneath them to keep them from rocking and rolling, jumping around, doing anything like that, you know, minimize their own vibration. Well, those big coil springs, even in a big earthquake, you know, should have been able to keep those intact. What was wrong with the connections? What was going on there? There was an engineering flaw. Water flow into the place. Why were they sited so low on the plant? They had 4, 5, 6-story buildings there. Why didn't they have the generators above ground? Up on an upper level, up on a platform, on top of a building, whatever. You know, use your heads. Obviously, there's an engineering problem here, and if GE was involved in engineering design for that facility, then they might be culpable. So we'll have to see how that goes. Now, that's enough of the news. I want to go back into a little bit more on the trusts and keep this thread running, picking up different threads from different places. You know, it was Gustavus Myers who brought to our attention Ivy Ledbetter Lee, a pioneer in the field of corporate public relations, advised clients like Pennsylvania Railroad and Standard Oil on how to improve relations with labor and the public. You can imagine that if Ivy Ledbetter Lee was alive today, that, you know, he might be offering his services to the governor of Wisconsin. Or maybe he would be working with, you know, and against the governor. He'd be working against him. Maybe he'd be offering his services to the Koch brothers at this point. But Ivy L. Lee, pioneer in the field of corporate public relations, advised clients like the Pennsylvania Railroad and Standard Oil on how to improve relations with labor and the public, calling himself, quote, a physician to corporate bodies. A physician. Now, he was the Rockefeller's physician, all right. Lee urged complete openness on the company's part. To please employees, companies printed newsletters and organized softball teams. They awarded prizes and celebrated retirements. Don't they do that every week at Walmart? Don't you see that in your local newspaper? I do. Ever been to a Walmart when they're just opening up the store or something like that? They do these, you know, like organized Chinese chants and things like. I'm surprised they don't carry around a big picture of, you know, old man Wally, you know. Sam Walton on a stick. I'm surprised we don't go into a Walmart and see Sam Walton on a stick looking like Chairman Mao on the wall, right? Anyway, Ford created a sociology department. How many times have I brought that to your attention? Isidore Marie Francois Xavier Comte, C-O-M-T-E. Comte. Pronounce it like count. Comte. It actually means count. Who is he? Well, he's the guy that coined the term sociology. This is the positive system of philosophy and the system, if you will, of positive philosophy. And later, he came up with his catechism, if you will, for the positive religion, or as he styled it, the universal religion of humanity. Sociology department. Well, we have tacos out there that have degrees, advanced degrees in sociology. But Ford created a sociology department. Have you heard about natural resources? You go to the human resources department. Ford created a sociology department staffed by 150 experts. You don't think they were influenced by positivism? You'd be mistaken. Who showed workers how to budget their incomes and care for their health. They even taught them how to shop for meat. Interesting, isn't it? This is out of the encyclopedia. No, it's not. Out of the America Past and Present. This is our textbook, Divine Green, Fredrickson, and William. Williams, America Past and Present. 1,000-page book here. Really interesting read. Continuing, on January the 5th of 1914, Ford took another significant step. He announced the $5 day. The quote-unquote, the greatest revolution, he said, in the matter of rewards for workers ever known to the industrial world. With a stroke, he doubled the wage rate for common labor, the $5 day.
Wow.
Reduced the working day from 9 hours to 8, and established a personnel department to place workers in appropriate jobs. The next day, 10,000 applicants stood outside the gates. You see what happens when a capitalist uses his head? He wasn't building a labor union. He was doing the right thing at the right time for his bottom line. And if it improves his bottom line, and all of the employees come in, and every time you go to work for somebody, if every hour that you work, you're paying your employer, you're making at least double your pay, you know, double your wage for your employer, you will never have to worry about job security. If you go in there and you hang around the water cooler incessantly, and you get nothing done, spend most of your time in the Johnny, out in the parking lot smoking cigs or whatever, don't be surprised if your name creeps up to the top of the list. You come in repeatedly late, even I'd fire you. All right, let's go on. As a result, Ford had the pick of the labor force. Turnover declined. Absenteeism, previously as much as a tenth of all Ford workers every day, fell to 0.3%. Output increased. The IWW at the Ford collapsed. All right, the International Workers of the World, the IWW, collapsed. The union collapsed. At first scornful of the utopian plan, business leaders across the country soon copied it, and on January the 2nd of 1919, Ford announced the $6 day. Baby, that's how we built this country. That's how we did it. Here's a little bit more. Kind of interesting stuff. Salmond on Jurisprudence, the 12th edition. Curious, isn't it? Curious. Some of the things we can come up with. But here we go. A contract between the governments of the two colonies is in law a nullity unless the queen can make contracts with herself. A contract between the governments of two colonies is in law a nullity unless the queen can make contracts with herself. The queen owning both of the colonies. So we have all of these colonies out here. We couldn't build the Articles of Confederation and still have the Crown and Parliament assembled involved, had to declare our independence from them in order to come together and form a union, and then again a more perfect union, because in law, a contract between the governments of two of the colonies would be a nullity. All this would be otherwise did the law recognize that the dependencies within the Commonwealth were bodies politic and corporate, each possessing a distinct personality of its own and capable in its own name and person of rights, liabilities, and activities. And so, when Adam Smith advised the Crown and Parliament assembled, he was saying, set your colonies free. Set your colonies free. Wise advice. But always, like the United Nations, whatever they give you up front, you have to look out because there's a string in the background someplace. He says, set your colonies free and control them by the bank. Hold the purse strings. You give them the semblance of freedom. Let that horse have its head. You just drape the reins over the horse's neck. sit up a little bit in your saddle and take your feet lightly in the spur or in the stirrups, all right? And just give the horse his head. You're still there already, but the horse thinks he's pretty well on his own, and he'll just find the best path. We'll be back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing, cutting edge talk radio.
So continuing just a little bit further here out of Salmond on jurisprudence in the same section, some of the older colonies were actually in this position, being created corporations aggregate by the royal charters to which they owed their origin. For example, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, corporations aggregate. Even an unincorporated colony of the ordinary type may become incorporate and so possessed of a separate personality by virtue of its own legislation. In the absence of any such separate incorporation of the different portions of the empire, their separate existence can be recognized in law only by way of a doctrine of plural personality. Although the Queen represents the whole Commonwealth, with the exception of the republics within the Commonwealth, it is possible for the law to recognize a different personality in her in respect of each of its component parts. The queen who owns the public lands in New Zealand is not necessarily, in the eye of the law, the same person who owns the public lands in England. The queen, when she borrows money in her capacity as the executive government of Australia, may be deemed in law a different person from the queen who owes the English national debt. How far this plural personality of the crown is actually recognized by the common law of England is a difficult question, which it is not necessary for us here to answer. It is sufficient to point out that in the absence of any separate incorporation, this is the only effective way of recognizing in law the separate rights, liabilities, and activities of the different dependencies of the crown. A little insight there. Just a little insight into some of the things that law says about things that are happening in the world that historians seldom understand or report on. Jumping forward again and back into the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences here in the last segment of today's broadcast, even in the absence of legal restraints, it is problematical, therefore, to what extent the menace of uncontrolled corporate monopoly was real, except in a few specially favored industries. Let me say it again, kind of stumbled a bit. Even in the absence of legal restraints, it is problematical, therefore, to what extent the menace of uncontrolled corporate monopoly was real, except in a few specially favored industries. Again, we're talking about this time back in the 1900s, the beginning of the last century, in America, as regards the emergence of trust, which many point to the Rockefellers as having invented and perfected. In any case, the later history of the movement records a diminishing control over most industries by the outstanding combinations within them. Important. Because there are a lot of outstanding combinations within them. Look at all of the various people that now are making wind turbines. Look at the various manufacturers of oil platforms. Look at the various manufacturers of solar cells. It's still one industry. It's the green energy. It's the solar applications. But there are many combinations inside. And as we've learned to do, you go in and look at the interlocking directorates, the boards of directors, where you find the same names, curiously, over and over and over again. You think there's competition in the system until you dig deeply enough, and then you find little. Or you might find a holding company, as we talked about in the past. In any case, the later history of the movement records a diminishing control over most industries by the outstanding combinations, again, within them. This outcome is, however, no doubt to be explained in part by the state of public opinion and of the law. And we've gone through that with Albert Van Dicey in the past. Basically, just kind of a paraphrase of the book title, Law and Legislation, as public opinion as it affects law and legislation. Public opinion is everything. There was like no shortage of funds available for this Ivy Ledbetter Lee, as he was glossifying the activities of the Rockefeller and Standard Oil and etc., helping out Ford and teaching new things, sociology. Remember the idea behind sociology, Auguste Comte crowned it the queen of sciences. He's like one of the original technocrats here. The positive stage of human development, he crowned it the queen of sciences, trumping even philosophy. Why? Because for the first time in human history, man became the study of, you know, the object of scientific study. And it was just not man alone, like the physiocrats would look into it. No. It wasn't man alone, like the sophists would look at it. No. It was man as an object of study, and man in society, sociology. That started a trend. They've got us hardwired. They not only know when we fart, but why we fart and what they can do to capitalize on it. Every fart to be accounted for in this new technocratic world that we live in. Energy inputs and outputs. Carbon exchange. This outcome is, however, no doubt to be explained in part by the state of public opinion and of the law. The financial abuses which came to light, the coercive methods used to force independent competitors into line, and the mounting fear of monopolistic exploitation on the part of the public were associated with a more general sentiment that the concentration of economic power was overthrowing the traditional structure of American social life, wherein the ideal points of reference were equality of opportunity and economic independence. You see, it's not social equity. It's the equality of opportunity. For all men were created equal. Equal of opportunity. And economic independence. We're not all sitting about trying to figure out where the next teat is so that we can all clamor around Uncle Suck and fill our bellies. Robbing and pillaging, pilfering, you know, robbing from Peter to pay Paul. That's not the idea at all. But it was out of this time period that the rise of legal positivism in American jurisprudence really took its hold. Remember, we started out with this idea, profound thought that I had, that there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law. Laws of nature, nature's God, all that. Returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. When the medical marijuana guy gets his place robbed or knocked down or taken over, he's already made a big mistake. He went out and got a business license. He's using Federal Reserve notes. Perhaps he got a loan, went into debt to build his football field long growing houses. He's no longer his own man. Now he's a tax collector. He has 30 employees. He's a tax collector for the state. And he's falling under codes and statutes and regulations. His whole existence is taxable, licensable. But remember the last word, revocable. And so they revoked the trust on the ground by zip-tying everyone together and carting them off. There is a way out of this madness. At least I see a way out of this madness if enough people can get on board. It doesn't make a lot of sense initially for many. It goes right at the core of your belief systems. But as long as we allow to exist in our midst this spirit of division that brings on things like the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the Green Party and the Social Democrat Party and the Christian Conservative Social Democratic Party and the National Socialist Workers Party and the Communist Party, we'll never have any relief. Folks, that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.